State here, Eric the Freedom Screamer in Western New York. Eric the Freedom Screamer from CourtroomWatch.com and AntiDeepStateParty.com. Please follow us and spread the word. The dictator of California, Mr. Newsom, Gavin Newsom, who admitted on Memorial Day at his press conference that he's a hardcore Jesuit, made a specific point of mentioning what a major impact the Jesuit Freemason Intelligence Agency of the Vatican, the self-proclaimed Pope's Militia, how much of an impact that had on his life. So you have a Jesuit governor of Northern California, extremely high-level, deep stater, issuing a mandate that nobody can sing in church. You go to church, but you can't sing, and no chanting. And he said, no singing or chanting. Did you get that, people? You go to church, but you can't sing to the Lord. You can't even chant. So when the pastor or the priest says, you know, peace be with you, and then the congregation says, and also with you, they can't do that. There's no chanting, there's no repeating, there's no singing, nothing. How does that make y'all feel? I don't care whether you're a believer or not. That's absolutely nightmarish to have a Jesuit Freemason telling you that you can't sing or chant in your own church. No chanting? Are you kidding me? Whatever happened to the government has no business. Well, the First Amendment says the government shall set up no church and it shall restrict no church. That's, I'm paraphrasing it. That's the long and short of what it says. So the church's business is no business of the government, period, end of story. It doesn't matter if there's public health. It doesn't matter if there's Nazis in the church. It doesn't matter if there's a riot taking place outside. The government has no business telling a church how they're going to worship. So I think that people are, the good thing about this is that people are starting to wake up and realize that we're way over the precipice and falling down the cliff. Do we deploy the parachute with activism now, or do we let ourselves crash and burn at the bottom and give a society of slavery over to our children and grandchildren? I don't think that's appropriate. The children and grandchildren of the future are going to be spitting on our graves. In absolute historians, are going to be looking back at this time in utter amazement and fascination. How did people go so bad? How did they let themselves get so scared of something so piddly and so stupid as an enhanced version of the common cold? And in New York, I don't know if it's as bad, worse, or it's just as bad. We have the dictator of New York, Mr. Cuomo, telling restaurants that they can no longer serve alcohol to their patrons unless the patrons buy food as well. Now, what the hell does that have to do with health or coronavirus telling bars that they can't serve a drink to their customers unless the person also buys food? Oh, and furthermore, to make it even worse, nobody can go up to the bar to order a drink now. They have to sit at their table and order it, and a server will bring it over. That puts a crimp on the bars because they don't have enough servers to serve everybody in the bar. People usually just go up and order a drink. And by the way, many bars don't have a lot of tables. It's a bar with a bunch of stools, and maybe they have a few little high-top tables where you can sit down and have some food. But many bars don't have provisions for, you know, the restaurant deal as well. They're just a bar. And, you know, I don't go to bars. I'm not big on drinking. But, hey, I'm big on freedom. And everybody should have theirs. Every business owner should be allowed to do their business free from encumbrance, free from interference, and only to be deprived of their property after due process. And there's no due process in idiots from the health department handing you a piece of paper via a sheriff's deputy or a police officer who are out of their jurisdiction telling you that you have to obey orders and guidelines from the health department. Listen carefully, people. Orders and guidelines are not law. Get it? Law is law. Orders and guidelines mean absolutely nothing. Anybody can stand there and give you an order to do anything. Go kill your mother. Go throw your child off a cliff. People would be stupid enough to do that if the government and the mass mainstream prostitute media scared them enough. You install enough fear in people, they'll put their children out at the curb in the morning to go to get on a bus and go to a work camp all day to make masks and in the interest of public safety and for to help them keep everybody safe, and because we need that for coronavirus. People would put their children into slave camps if they were scared enough and told that they had to by their idiot governor or their mayor. apparently in Georgia, the mayor of Atlanta has mandated that everyone wear a mask at all times. And from what I just heard, I'm going to confirm this, but the attorney general for the state of Georgia, higher authority than the mayor of Atlanta, is saying that that's not acceptable, and he's going to sue the mayor on behalf of the people of Georgia. He's going to sue the mayor of Atlanta. So you can see the cracks in the dam developing already, with parts of the government actually, you know, standing with the people, and parts of the government absolutely standing with the with the tyrants and the dictators and the control freaks and the whores and the prostitutes for Big Pharma, who use their government positions to push what is eventually going to be forced medication and forced vaccinations upon all of us and you. So go to courtroomwatch.com and download your vaccine liability letter. You also want to get your vaccine ingredients list printed out. Get it to as many people as possible. What's going to keep you safe in the long run is other people knowing the truth and having courage and standing on their convictions that freedom is more important than anything. Public health is BS. There's no such thing as public health. Your health is your business. My health is my business. Your health is not my business. My health is not your business. And none of our healths are the business of any idiot a-hole in the stinking government that has nothing but conflicts of interest and giant wads of cash being thrown at them in the Coronavirus Assistance and Relief Act, the CARES Act, if you read it, just read the highlights. It's an absolute cash cow and a boondoggle for the hospitals, the HMOs, and the county health department. They're getting trillions of dollars, $3 trillion, I believe, in the last CARES bill, and they're talking about another $4 trillion to come out in the next round of relief, which is going to all the medical, military, industrial complex hospitals, the county health departments, which are forcing you to wear a mask and locking you in your house, and any hospitals, HMOs, and county health departments are the biggest recipients, and state health departments, of course. Health departments, health maintenance organizations, and hospitals. And by the way, health maintenance organizations, HMOs, have nothing to do with health. They have everything to do with profit and control. So while massive, massive amounts of money are being thrown at these hospitals, so they for coronavirus reimbursement, they're going to want to have as many death certificates and hospital cases listed as coronavirus as possible. We have kits that are contaminated, giving false positives. We also have to cut the numbers down by 20 to 30, as much as 50% there. I heard 50 to 80% is a reliable figure of false positives on the coronavirus test. That means you go get tested, there's a 50-50 chance if it comes back positive, you don't even have it. It's just a complete mistake. It's a false positive. The kits are completely unreliable. And when a person goes back, what tests positive, and then goes back a few weeks later for the second test, a follow-up to, you know, see if they still have it, to see if they're done with it, they're over it, if they're clear, they're clean, they count that as another case. The same person getting tested a second time, and that was reported by Tom Bowerly on our local WBEN. He was bemoaning the fact that people with the same person was going back to get tested a second time, and that was being counted as an extra case. So cut the numbers in half right there. So if we cut the numbers in half for both of those instances, you've just cut half. Let's see, you've taken 100% down to 50 and then 50% down to 25. So 75%, just completely ignore 75% of these increasing numbers and these spiking numbers. Just knock that right down by 75% and you're down to where you are, absolutely at nothing to do with the pandemic. So we're being lied to. And anybody who's stupid enough and scared enough to believe lying politicians and lying doctors who work with the politicians, all of them in the pocket of Big Pharma, who's just about to come out with a vaccine that they're going to force on you just like the mask. Don't think this is about the masks. This is about force. What can we get? The government is trying to find out what they can get the people to accept. We will get the level of slavery that we're willing to accept. So if you're willing to accept the mask, you're going to be willing to accept that just the government can deduce and come to the conclusion that, well, hey, people are stupid enough to wear a mask. They're scared. We're going to force them to do that. Won't be a stretch to force them to take the vaccine. or convince them to take the vaccine simply out of fear. So don't submit to the fear, people. Don't submit to the fear of not wearing a mask. Don't submit to the fear of not taking a vaccination. Stand your ground. There's no mask needed for this idiotic scamdemic, and there's certainly no vaccine needed, but that's where we're going with it. And that's why they're trying to force people to wear the mask. This is setting laying the foundation and setting the precedent to force you to do things in the future that you don't want to do, but you will, to either out of fear or just to go along to get along. Can't you just wear the mask and make people feel? It's not up to me to make people feel good by stuffing something over my mouth and suffocating myself. That's complete idiocy. Well, can't you do it out of respect for other? You can't force me to do something out of respect. If I want to respect somebody by putting something on my face, that's my choice. That's not up to anybody else, not up to you, not up to the people that you all out there elect to rule over us, to force us to do something out of respect, out of just to go along to get along. Can't you just do it to be easy? Well, why don't you just do this? It's no big deal. All the rationalizations lead to complete slavery, and it will lead to a much worse nightmare for your children and grandchildren than we're experiencing right now, and it's getting bad right now. People are dying over the mask issue. Some people are getting shot for not wearing them. Some people are getting shot for people who are forcing them to be worn. So it's quite a mess right now, and we have decisions to make. How much are you going to get pushed around? How much are you going to let the government and the medical establishment and the health department abuse you and lie to you and push you around and tell you what to do simply out of fear, simply out of could, may, might? There's no evidence that anybody's sick when they lock people down. There's no evidence that anybody's going to get sick when they close down a business or a bar or a gymnasium or a stadium. There's no evidence of that. They're saying, well, something might happen. Well, sure, anything could happen. Aliens could come down from Pluto and start a war with us. Okay, so what do we do? There's could, may, might on anything. Due process does not allow for could, may, might. Due process, which the Constitution commands that we are due, our due process, if there's going to be a business shutdown, a deprivation, a depriving, a taking of our money and our freedom through all these government mandates, there has to be due process first. There has to be a lawful indictment, proof, evidentiary proof, affidavits, appearance in the witch's court. At least, I mean, I know the witch's court stinks, but at least, hey, let's at least go there and let the witch, you know, you go with 100 people, the witch's court's going to be a lot more flexible than you think. But judges don't like hundreds of people pouring into their court and seeing that they're doing unlawful, unconstitutional, idiotic things, doing nothing more than obeying the rest of the power structure that they work with and they're beholden to. But at least gets in there. I know that's not the greatest place in the world, but hey, we're not even getting there. I mean, people are just bending over. Here's the Vaseline. Well, I'll take it. Whatever. I'll just go along to get along. I'll fill out the guideline forms and I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll make my customers jump through all kinds of hoops like a dog. Sit down. Give me your paw. Roll over. Play dead. Stay home. Wear a mask. So this is obedience training. It has nothing to do with public health. And by the way, I'll say it again. There's no such thing as public health. Health is individual. Health is up to each person. Health is up to you. Your health is up to you. Mine's up to me. Neither of our healths are any of each other's business. You're sick, stay home. If I'm sick, I'll stay home. Hey, and we're all going to get sick sometime from being out and about with other people. That's part of life. No freedom, no life. If you enjoy your slavery, well, I guess you can sit home. But don't force it on me by making the provisions for dictators to do these things. So I thought I'd reveal these things that are going on. No more ordering a drink from a bar in New York. Can't order a drink at all unless you order food as well. So the bar owners and restaurateurs are talking about leaving penny peanuts on the counter so people can buy a one-penny peanut, and that'll satisfy Adolf Hitler's requirement that you have to buy food as well if you're going to have a drink. What the hell does any of this have to do with coronavirus? Nothing. Stand your ground. Support those who support freedom. Support PruittsTreeResin.com. Great patriots with a great product. Follow us at CourtroomWatch.com. Get your habeas corpus downloaded. You'll find a good habeas corpus. That's a document that'll get you out of jail within a couple of days if you're being held unlawfully. They're very simple. You can almost memorize it, so you could write one yourself from a jail cell if you had to. It's gotten that bad for many people, I know. But we'll help you along the way if we can. My email is ericnewyork@protonmail, ericnewyork, @protonmail.com. I don't check it too often, but give me a shout. And we're going to have a very interesting blogcast later today. One of the people in our group has the coronavirus, is perfectly fine. I talked with him, and I don't want to blow the surprise right now, and he's perfectly fine, and on top of that, his employer is forcing him to take a test that he doesn't want to take. So one of our people has had a very big decision to make today. Pray for that. Pray for this person. I don't want to spoil the surprise because, to me, it's a good surprise. It proves to me that this coronavirus is a complete scam. This is the third person I know personally who has the coronavirus and has nothing more than a slight headache. Every time they take their vitamin C packet with some zinc and this colloidal silver, they feel great. And then a few hours later, they start to feel a little headache again. They take their natural medicine. And after about 4 or 5 days, the whole thing's gone. That is certainly no reason to be locking down the entire society. With that, I'll say goodbye for now. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer over and out.